Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joined now by Phil Steele, college football analyst. And Phil, how are you as the preseason polls come out? LSU at number 5. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, it sounds about right. In fact, if you look at in the front of the magazine where I have the what I call the power poll, which is all my sets of power ratings grouped together, LSU comes in number 5 in that.
Now, Phil, when you look at Coach O and the leadership that he's provided, bear with me here, I thought was interesting, and that he said, buckle up, big boy. He said, what else can you see, man? Hey, what a challenge. Talking about strictly SEC play. So he said, you got to buckle that chin strap. Maybe you got to buckle both chin straps. Hey, and he goes, hey, what a challenge. The best conference in the world. You play 8 conference games, and now you're going to play 10. You're going to play no out-of-conference games. But you know what? To get to the top of the mountaintop, you have to be the very best and be the very best. That's part of being in the SEC and why I welcome the challenge. So I think Coach O will challenge the team. Hey, all SEC play. We have the best conference. If we come out on top of that, there could be a scenario. I think depending on how this season plays out, if we do have a season, but 2 out of 4 teams could come from the SEC. And I don't know, considering their strength, people might think that's far-fetched to have 3 teams, but depending how it unfolds. But I can see in this type of season having 2 SEC teams being in that Final Four for the playoffs.
Well, I definitely see that as a possibility, because if you look at the conferences across the country, the SEC is clearly, as always, regarded as the best conference with the Big Ten behind it. I don't think the Big Ten will get left out with an Ohio State or a Wisconsin or a Penn State. But I do think the possibility exists for 2 SEC teams to get in there. And I think of all the conferences, the one that probably hurts the most is the Pac-12. Playing conference-only games, the Pac-12 is not really thought of that highly, and they don't have the chance to prove it against other conferences this year. So I think if the Pac-12 is tied with another conference record-wise, they're probably the ones that are going to lose out at the end of the year. And as you just mentioned, if the SEC is tied record-wise with the other conferences, I think they might get the benefit of the doubt.
Now, Phil, what is your take about having a complete season and pushing it back, a league-only season that begins September the 26th? Are you optimistic or what? Where are you standing right now?
Yeah, I'm optimistic. I think we're playing football. We're playing it in the fall, and we're going to get a complete season. And there's enough leeway in there where you could push a couple games back here or there. But I think what's going to happen is what we're going to learn from these other sports playing is when someone does test positive, it turns out to be more of like a injured reserve list, and then they'll return to play. And I think we're going to get that in college football. So we still have a lot of work to do prior to getting there. But I think by the time football rolls around, we'll have more answers than we have right now.
Phil Steele, college football analyst here on Sports Talk. And Phil, how much do you like the move of Bo Pelini back in Baton Rouge as the DC for LSU?
You know, I think it's a good fit. Now, Dave Aranda, I'm really high on Dave Aranda. I thought he did a great job there, and he's going to do a good job at Baylor, maybe not his first year there. But I like Bo Pelini coming back and changing it back to a 4-man front, and that's exactly the type of personnel LSU has. You look at Tyler Shelvin, the 340-pound nose tackle. Him and Glenn Logan inside. You got Anthony and Farrell outside. Some good pieces. I think the defensive line could be the strength of the team. So I like the switch to the four-man front. And I like Bo Pelini coming back. I thought he did a really good job at Youngstown State.
Now, Phil, because I witnessed it and got in conversation, not only witnessing, but talking to different people. And, you know, it's kind of like the Drew Brees syndrome. You look at, like, Jameis Winston. You look at Taysom Hill. Drew doesn't have as strong as arm as those guys. But then I look at Joe Burrow versus Miles Brennan, and I'm telling you, Miles Brennan throws a prettier ball than Joe Burrow. Now, you look at all the intangibles. Are you high on Miles Brennan, given the opportunity that he will have success? Seems like he's bigger, stronger. He's paid the dues. But I know he can spin it.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think he throws a prettier pass, and he had the best arm of the quarterbacks last year. And as you mentioned, he's 6'5", 212. Now, Bobby, is he going to throw 60 touchdown passes this year? I'm going to say no on that. But I do think he's going to have a good year, and he's throwing to a pretty good receiving core. They got my Terrence Marshall, Jamar Chase lead my number one receiving core in the country. I think the key might be the retooled offensive line. Remember, they won the Joe Moore Award last year. They lose quite a few players up front on that offensive line. If they can protect Miles Brennan, I do expect him to have a very good year. I just think Joe Burrow's year last year was something we might not even see again.
Right.
Phil, with LSU right now, their 2021 class consists of 12 out of 15 players that are not even in the state of Louisiana. What does that tell you about the recruiting prowess now of LSU?
Well, I think LSU's always had good recruiting, but right now Ed Orgeron's taking it to another level. And a national championship will help that with you a lot of times as well as the, you know, the explosive offense. Let's face it, for years LSU was thought of as a stodgy offense, one that, you know, they win games on defense and run the football and run and pass on third down. And we saw a completely different offense last year, and I think that helps any recruiting class.
Now, Phil, I always appreciate your dark horses. You know, when you come out with the rankings and, you know, you can look at the top five or on the back end of the top 10 or even top 12. Who's maybe a couple of teams that could surprise the country this year with an unusual season, obviously dealing with the pandemic?
I'm going to give you two different teams, and one's actually from the SEC, and it's my number one surprise team in the country, and that is Texas A&M. And I realize LSU destroyed Texas A&M last year, but other than that, A&M played a pretty good year. And two things stuck out to me when I was talking to Coach Jimbo Fisher last year. First of all, he had two great recruiting classes. He's now had three. But last year, going over the team with them, they had very few seniors on that squad. They only had about four or five seniors on the entire team. So they were a young team. And they played number one ranked Clemson, number one ranked Alabama, number one ranked LSU, number four Georgia, and number eight Auburn. And those are the games they lost. And I told Coach Fisher last year, Coach, I'm going to put you on my national cover next year. And here it is, next year, and they've got 17 returning starters, the exact opposite of a team like LSU. This is a vastly experienced team. In fact, the most experienced team in the SEC. Kellen Mond makes my first team SEC this year. I think he's going to be a vastly improved QB. The offensive line's number 13 in the country, defensive line number 12. Linebackers and DBs, both in my top 10. And the schedule gets lighter. I think they're only going to play two, perhaps three top 10 teams this year. So I've got A&M as a surprise team. And then outside the conference, I'm going with North Carolina. And, you know, when I look at North Carolina, last year, Mack Brown took over my number 105 most experienced team. And they were 4-6 at one point. But they did win their last three games to finish 7-6. And they've got a quarterback who was a true freshman last year in Sam Howell. Sam Howell had a great year. 38 touchdown passes, just 7 interceptions. They've got a dynamic run game. They've got all their top receivers back in Newsom, Brown, and Corrales. They've got my number 23 rated offensive line. The defense looks solid. 17 returning starters. They jump all the way up to number 30 on my experience chart. And if they get to that ACC title game, keep in mind last year when they played Clemson, they were a missed two-point conversion away from beating Clemson. So if you're looking for teams not in the top 10 that have a shot at making a playoff, I'm going to go with Texas A&M and North Carolina.
Phil, Notre Dame and Independent, they're part of the ACC schedule this year. How do you think they fare?
It probably depends on how they do at home against Clemson in South Bend. That's going to be a huge game. And I think they're going to fare extremely well. And I like the fact they're getting 10 conference games. This will be a one-year thing for Notre Dame. They're not joining the ACC, but they are for this year. And I think Clemson, Notre Dame, North Carolina, all prime-time contenders. But I tell you what, last year, guys, it was Clemson, a Grand Canyon, and you couldn't even tell me who the second-best team in the ACC was last year. I think it's the most improved conference in college football this year.
Now, Phil, when you look at, obviously, LSU fans, you look at competition, it's always going to be Alabama. But isn't Florida right there with them? Or are you not high on Florida? I'm just looking at, depending on when they play Florida on the schedule and going to the Swamp, I don't know, fans or no fans, whatever. But what is your take on Florida and the SEC, and particularly also the SEC East?
Yeah, Dan Mullen's best team he's put on the field in his 3 years at Florida, and it's his chance to finally get to that SEC title game. They may be the preseason favorite to win the East this year. Defensively, I've got them in the top 10. All three units are strong. Defensive line number 11, linebackers number 4, DBs number 12. Kyle Trask last year, when he took over as starter, he didn't even start a high school football game. That college game he started was his first start. And look what he did last year, 25 touchdowns, just 7 interceptions. I look for a much improved year out of him. And remember last year, Florida only had one returning starter on the offensive line. This year they've got 4. So they're a stronger team this year. They're a clear-cut contender for Georgia. I actually went with Georgia to win the East this year because I'm a defensive guy, and Georgia, to me, has got the best defense in college football. They also have two really good transfer quarterbacks in Jamie Newman from Wake Forest and JT Daniels from USC. But that's going to be a dogfight there between Georgia and Florida, and a tough matchup when LSU does go to the Swamp. But the amount of fans will be interesting.
Phil, I'm going to ask you a question, a little bit of it might be a curveball, but Tommy Stevens drafted by the Saints this year to kind of play a Taysom Hill role, and I know you watch all football, so you think that's conceivable for him to fit right in there on that kind of level or that kind of role?
Yeah, I do. When you look at Taysom Hill, he didn't have an overwhelming college career, but he's the perfect fit for that offense. When you look at Tommy Stevens, probably better known as a runner. Remember when he was used at Penn State, when he was playing behind their starting quarterback, he was used much the same way in the run game. But he could throw the football, so I think he would be very similar to what Taysom Hill was.
Now, Phil, everyone trusts your opinion, and you look at college football going forward. The Power Five conferences versus the NCAA, do they need somewhat of a commissioner or a guru that they can lead upon instead of it being so regionalized?
I think that would be a positive, clearly. And, you know, what we see this year is we've got 5 conferences all operating independently, although somewhat similarly. It's really interesting. I do think we need one guy in charge of the whole thing. I think that would be a great thing, especially if all the schools listened to what that one guy said. I think long range, guys, we're probably looking at 4 16-team super conferences and them sort of making a separate division in college football from what we have right now.
Phil, how can folks get a copy of your Phil Steele magazine, College Football?
You know, this year we've only printed a limited quantity, so it's only at 2 places, Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. And we printed about 1/4 the amount of copies we normally do, so they'll be sold out quickly. But Barnes & Noble, Books A Million are the only 2 retailers to get it, or you can go online. Just go to philsteele.com. That's STEELE.com. And you can follow me on Twitter, at philsteele042.
Phil, always a pleasure, man. Great to talk to you. Stay safe.
Hey, a lot of fun talking football with you guys tonight.
Indeed.
All right, thank you, Phil.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.